The legislature's budget section has approved the latest round of spending from the Federal CARES Act, but lawmakers did raise some questions about some of the expenditures. One of the items in question was $59 million to go to local subdivisions. When the state's emergency commission approved the line item, it strongly encouraged that cities and county use the money to reduce property taxes. Minot Republican Representative Larry Ballou moved to send it back to the emergency commission to make those mill levy reductions mandatory. And Bismarck Republican Representative Mike Nathy agreed, saying it adds teeth to the recommendation.
Again, I've seen this movie way too many times. We send the money, hope they do it, and they don't, and then we're all upset about it. So I would hope we can pass this, send this back to the emergency commission, put some teeth into this so the taxpayers can get some property tax relief with this money versus giving it to them and crossing our fingers.
But Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner says sending it back to the emergency commission would mean unnecessary delays in getting cities and counties needed money.
They've got expenses with COVID, and that's what they're going to use it on. And I guess I believe we need to let them have some flexibility.
Ballou's motion failed and the money was approved. Bismarck Republican Representative Larry Clemene wanted to deny the allocation of $83,000 to workforce safety and insurance to cover COVID-related workers' compensation claims for certain volunteer first responders. Clemene told the budget section the legislature has in the past rejected expanding workers' comp coverage to those volunteers.
I submit that it is inappropriate for this budget section to do something where the legislature has declined to do it in the past, and I intend to vote no.
The expenditure passed. The total in this CARES Act round was just under $320 million. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.